Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid. I'm a child, and I'm also from Hudson.
Hooray. You're perhaps more of a young adult.
Yes, I suppose. That is the genre of books I like.
Hooray. Well, Ingrid and I, and some of our friends, Antonia, Gina, Sophie,
Quinn.
Sometimes some other folks, yes, like Quinn,
them,
are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading, and Ingrid. And whatever else we feel like, really. But we try to mostly talk about books and bookish things.
Like book movies.
Yeah.
And books. I like books.
And the authors. Not necessarily about their books. But it's very fun.
Always.
And we went to a book event last night.
It was fun. I got inspiration for writing.
What was inspiring?
The authors, they were like, bibbidi-bobbidi, advice. At the end, she's always like, any advice for young writers? Mm-hmm. And they were all like, yeah, tons.
And they give very diverse advice. Like one person said, my advice is to write every day, no matter how much you write or how long you write, write every day.
And then the other lady's like, no.
I was like, my advice is to be kind to yourself. But she was also the author who admitted to procrastinating by walking in the woods.
So. Rather get killed by an axe murderer than do what I gotta do right now.
Yeah. So I liked that she, her advice was that you don't have to write all the time. But it's true that she did get inspiration from her walks in the woods. So there you go. And one of them meditated and got ideas.
Ooh, yeah, the Californian. Because she was from California.
Yeah.
And she worked for MTV. But then she got fired.
Did she say she got fired?
Yeah, she got fired. That's what she said.
Oh, I missed that part.
She's like, a week later, after he asked me to write the book, I got fired.
Oh, poor thing. But I guess it worked out in the end. So it was Len Vlahos. I don't know how to say his last name. But he wrote The Scar Boys. It's his debut novel. And Margot Froley, who wrote Escape Theory, which is the first in a series. And his actually will have a sequel, too.
I want to read that.
Yeah, it sounds good. And Lucy Christopher, who wrote the Prince Honor book Stolen, as well as a book called Fly Away, and her latest is The Killing Woods. And
Woo!
I know Gina once reviewed Stolen on the show, and I once reviewed The Killing Woods, so we've reviewed two of her three books. And she came all the way from the UK, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, she had an accent, and I was like, whoa, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. But anyways, you had a book you wanted to talk about?
Oh, yes. I had to start a book last night because I realized at about 10 o'clock that I had to take a test on a book the next morning, and that book I had been planning to read that week, that I had to read a book. So I got right to it, and I picked it up, and I read about 50 pages of it. It's called Seven Daughters, Seven Sons, and it's set in Baghdad a while ago, and it's around this girl. I forget her name. Starts with a B. I'm going to call her B. Because I can't.
It's a good nickname.
Can't remember her name. Anyways, her father had born seven daughters. And he was very poor. His daughters couldn't work. They could only stay in the house and everything. And his main daughter, B, was always, like, listening in on her father and her uncle whenever he came. And her uncle had seven sons. And he was very wealthy. He was setting up trade everywhere. And he was sending his sons out to expand his trade and such and so. And he was very rude, and so were his sons to her father. So after insisting on this on a plan for months and months, her parents finally succumbed to let her to dress up as a boy and go wither wander as a man and try to make money. You know. Mm-hmm. And that's about as much as I read.
How'd you do on the test?
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow, so you still have time.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to read anymore, though.
What?
We discussed it in class, and yeah.
How long's the book?
200 pages.
could at least make it halfway.